Meanwhile, a declaration issued at the end of today's summit called on the government of Zimbabwe to immediately cease the state-sponsored violence and intimidation against its people that has occurred since the March 29th presidential and parliamentary elections, and which is so hostile to the tenets of democracy and human rights. In their statement, European and U.S. leaders also said they strongly backed the efforts of African leaders to bring about a quick resolution to the crisis. We spoke with Dennis Benton of the Zimbabwe Vigil in London, who said the likelihood of a U.N. intervention in Zimbabwe is not very high.
I know that the United Nations Secretary General has proposed sending a representative to Zimbabwe to investigate the alleged human rights abuses, but there's no sign, actually, that the Zimbabwean government has given him a visa. I think what we can expect in the next 2-3 weeks before the election runoff on the 27th is an increase in the violence. As many as 25,000 have been driven out of their areas. More than 60 people, opposition supporters, have been killed. The prospects of ending the violence are pretty slim until the election is over. There's no doubt that the generals who are now controlling Zimbabwe and dictating the course of events have set about a course which will not end until they've stolen the next round of election by hook or by crook.